Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. Today is day 1603 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Cahil Gibran, and it is, "Work is love made visible." So today we're going to look at visible love. I am not sure when the philosophy or teaching began, but for centuries now, it has been taught either overtly or covertly that certain occupations are more honorable than others. This is especially true for someone in what has been considered full-time Christian ministry. Some other professions that seem to be held in higher honor are medicine, teaching, and emergency services. While each of these professions is important, it is a disservice to every other legal profession available today. Not only is it a disservice, but when we consider our roles as Christ followers working to build God's kingdom, every occupation is a holy calling before God. Because your work is a holy calling, you should love the work regardless of what you do. Being a pastor is honorable, but so is being a server at a fast food restaurant. Being a doctor is honorable, but so is being a construction worker. In most of the world, fortunately, slavery and indentured servanthood has been made illegal. During much of the biblical times, though, and even up to recent history, slavery was not uncommon for most individuals. And when it comes right down to it, many occupations worldwide still have a similar demand on workers. So even if you do feel oppressed or if you are in a dead-end job, you can still choose to love what you do because it is an important duty in our quest to continually build God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 5 through 8, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you would serve Christ. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. As slaves for Christ, do the will of God with all your heart. Work with enthusiasm, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will reward each of us for the good we do, whether we are slaves or free." We should love our work, because it is essential in our service to God. We should have the same attitude in our work that the Old Testament figure Mordecai had encouraged his cousin Esther when she became queen to the Jews who were in exile. In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai says, "If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this?" As you ponder this daily nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,602 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day. Every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.